In his speech this morning, United Nations Secretary General Kofi Annan highlighted four threats to world peace. He said they included Iraq's defiance of the UN Security Council regarding weapons inspections.
I urge Iraq to comply with its obligations for the sake of its own people and for the sake of world order. If Iraq's defiance continues, the Council must face its responsibilities.
United Nations Secretary General Kofi Annan speaking just before President Bush's address to the General Assembly. NPR National Security Correspondent Tom Jalton joins me now. Tom, the President is trying to convince 189 nations that they ought to be on the side of the United States in this and force a confrontation with Saddam Hussein.
That's right, Bob. And the strategy he used, as Mara said, was to really focus squarely on the United Nations resolutions. He clearly decided it was not enough simply to make a case that Saddam Hussein is a bad man, that he may have weapons that will threaten not only his people but the rest of the world. The president certainly made those points, but his argument was really based almost legalistically on the idea that there are existing UN resolutions that Saddam Hussein, the Iraqi regime, have ignored. And as long as they continue to ignore those resolutions, Saddam Hussein and the Iraqi government are flouting the will of the United Nations. That's really where he based his argument. It was almost a prosecutorial, almost a legalistic argument.
I thought it was very Texas. It's kind of taunting their integrity. Look what he's done to you. He's flaunted this.
He's making a fool of you. Yeah, and he's playing you for suckers. Remember, he has used this very colorful language, which is clearly true to his heart. He said that Saddam Hussein was stiffing the world. Well, today was the more elegant expression of that very same argument.
Now, is he going to do any good here? I mean, people like Gerhard Schroeder, the Chancellor of Germany, said that the U.S. acting alone would be an adventure.
The President of the United States, the administration, faces some enormous obstacles. Right now, just in the last 24 hours, we've had very bold declarations from two key U.S. allies, Turkey and Pakistan, both saying they are unalterably opposed to U.S. actions. The leader of Turkey said that the threat of a U.S. unilateral action against Iraq is like a sword hanging over our heads. And now Kofi Annan, with the speech that he gave today, also laid down a very strong challenge to the United States that no matter how threatening, he said in so many words, no matter how threatening you may feel Iraq is, you have to act within the boundaries of international law. He said that any nation that is committed to the rule of law at home must respect the rule of law abroad. So this is a very challenging time politically for the United States, for the Bush administration. It'll also turn into a challenging time militarily if it does come to the point that the United States, as President Bush has said it would, will choose to act unilaterally against Iraq if everyone else fails to support that action. It's going to make for a very challenging military campaign.
What about the Security Council? You got Russia, which wants Iraq's oil and has deals with Iraq, and you got France. France is France.
And China, which, you know, each of these countries, as you're mentioning, have their own interests at stake that may very much be at variance with the United States. Who knows? Maybe China, for example, will allow the United States to go ahead and act unilaterally in the expectation that it will be weakened as a result, and China itself will benefit. So who knows?
NPR National Security Correspondent Tom Jalton.